Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. And we are just, I'm going to turn on everybody's mics because my friend Lisa over here is singing. And Doug, he's like, turn that mic on.
Yeah.
And my friends are from Egg Fest. And I am super excited to have you folks in today.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
I don't know if you know this, but Doug won a dancing competition when he was younger.
Okay, Doug, what song was it to? Because I will turn that right up.
I didn't win anything, actually, but we did get to do Life's a Dance this year, and it was an incredible
experience.
Right. Had a blast doing it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Doug was giving it a side eye like, I won what?
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to be in trouble later.
So we have Radiothon coming up tomorrow with Cat Country. And I heard you folks going to be out there, maybe?
So, you know, that's the great thing about Pensacola Egg Fest. We have one major event in November. That's our signature event. And then we probably do, how many, Doug? 15 to 20 events during the year?
At least 20, actually.
So tell them about tomorrow.
So like Lisa said, you know, it started off as just our one signature event. And then we started doing a couple little charity cooks here and there. And then that's what's grown into 20 plus cooks every year, where we get to go out and mobilize and use our, you know, one of our favorite pastimes and passions to benefit our community. So yeah, we'll be at Radiothon tomorrow. We're prepping to feed 500 people. So
I'll eat 499 meals.
Come on.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be good food. We've already started some of the prep, making the sauces. We do everything from scratch. And then tonight we'll load the smokers and run smoke all night and feed a bunch of people tomorrow. We're looking forward to it.
I want to be clear. I have not done any of the cooking.
Well, I have a job for both of us.
Oh,
I feel like quality control is an important thing.
It's so important.
We should be on that. What time?
Lisa's been on that job
for 11 years.
Every
cook.
Yeah.
Yes.
She always comes to trailer to make sure we got it right.
I know it gets on their nerves, but I will swing by and grab some chicken wings off the grill and be like,
Doug,
see you later.
Doug, peace. I need a little sample.
A little sample, yeah.
Chicken wings. I fell in love with chicken wings just a few years ago after I've been with my boyfriend for about 9 years, but a few years ago I fell in love with chicken wings because he's like, haven't you ever had a chicken wing? I'm like, no, my dad's like, there's no chicken on them wings.
Oh,
but there sure is.
There sure is. And you know what? I'm not talking about the chicken wings you buy at the grocery store, or I will tell you, not even some of these restaurants. These wings come straight off the grill, and they are the best part of the chicken, in my opinion. It is the phenomenal sauce they put on them. What is it?
So we do a variety of them, but to disappoint everyone, we aren't doing wings tomorrow. There's no wings on the menu for tomorrow.
Doug, we got to talk about this.
I know.
Maybe there's going to be a special order worked in there.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
I've got some grocery shopping to do still, so we may have to work that out.
Good.
But tomorrow we are doing our 14-hour smoked pulled pork sandwiches. We are doing our chicken banh mi sandwich, which is definitely a crowd favorite.
Yes.
And then our smoked sausage po' boys with grilled onions and peppers.
Yep. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I'm going to need you to do one thing. If Captain Chris says that he wants a pulled pork sandwich, I'm going to need you to tell him no.
Why?
Yeah, okay.
Just
we can work
like
that
let
out.
Him hold him off for like 5-10 minutes because
yeah.
you know,
just,
and be like, okay, just kidding.
We're 86th on pork already.
That's right.
We'll make you the hero, and then say, actually, we got released. Jess said you could have some.
That's right. And I'll eat in front of him.
I'll be surprised if we run out of pork. We're doing almost 200 pounds of pork tonight, so 15 to 20 shoulders.
They'll be up basically all night.
Well, we're taking our beauty rest.
Yes. And this is why I don't cook. Why would you stay up all night and cook?
Well, but and I think
they
feel
do
like
it on the regular.
I feel like meat is a man's job.
Yes, it is. I would agree.
We embrace
with you.
It at a high level.
Yes. And I feel like eating it. Yes. So.
It's showing our love and appreciation for the male species.
Yes, exactly. I think these guys are probably, I will tell you this. They don't say this very often, but they are actually a championship barbecue team. They have competed with Mo Kayson, who is on national television, widely acclaimed, on his team at Memphis in May at the World Championships. And they have placed several times. They are well recognized. They are awarded. And they're probably some of the best cooks in the United States, not just Pensacola. And it's right here in Pensacola. So
we get a lot of fun, good things that happen
really
here in
do.
Pensacola.
We do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ha, ha, ha.
We are very
yes.
blessed. And I mean what I say, too, when I talk about being able to utilize our passion. So, yeah, we do love doing barbecue. And we have had the privilege of cooking with Mo over the last 8 to 10 years and doing that competition barbecue stuff. But to take one of your hobbies that you would do anyway and hanging out with your brothers and making barbecue and to be able to leverage that into like we talked about earlier, you know, we've donated a little over $750,000 right. to local charities.
Wow.
$780,000 mm-hmm. as of last year mm-hmm. that we've been able to donate to local charities by making barbecue.
Like, to Manna.
How lucky are we?
Yeah. Yes. We hyper-focus on food deprivation, meaning that we want to use food, so good food for a good cause.
Yep.
And so that's why we always lead with Manna and Rally. And some people may say, well, why Rally? That's about cancer. And what we learned and what really changed our minds to support Rally was Cindy Bonner sharing with us 1 year that when a family has a child with cancer, yeah. typically one of the parents has to quit their job mm-hmm. so that they can stay home, take care of their child when they're sick, but then also take them to doctor's appointments.
Right.
And so what that leaves is a two-income family going to one income. Mm-hmm. And there is a program through Rally where you can apply for a $1,500 scholarship to be able to pay your bills.
Yep.
And we support that. So when we write a check to Rally, it is going towards that program so that we're making sure that we are helping the people in this community when they're in need.
We were also talking with Haley just a few moments ago that when you're at the hospital, your child is taken care of and fed, but the families aren't.
Yes.
So, yeah. you know, so the Rally Foundation just has such an expansive reach mm-hmm. because when I first learned about them, I'm like, oh, kids cancer research. But no, so many things that they do. They do kids camps mm-hmm. and just amazing things, and they really rally
yes,
everyone together.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. You can join the conversation, 850-437-1620. When we come back, we're talking all things Egg Fest.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-size Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Channel. This is Jess, and I'm here with my friend Doug and Lisa from Eggfest. And Lisa is humming her way into this segment.
For talk radio, you guys sure do play good music.
I mean, I'm Master Mix Jazz Jess.
Great handle.
And you're done.
Yeah. Oh, my word. That's awesome.
It's great. I mean, you have to have fun, right?
Yes.
News
yes.
Talk Radio, but we have fun on this side of the, you know, Brent does not get to have all the fun on Cat Country.
That is correct.
I bring the fun too.
Yes, you do.
And so don't you guys?
Yes, we do laugh a lot, typically, because we're making fun of each other, but we love each other. We've been together now for...
This is year 12.
This is year 12 for Pensacola Eggfest. And just so people that are listening, in case they wonder what an egg fest is.
Not a scrambled egg.
Well, once in a while, we get a message on our social. Like, I don't get it. Like, is it about eggs?
Is this an Easter egg hunt?
Yes. And so...
exponentially not.
Yes. The Big Green Egg is a brand of a ceramic grill that is excellent at making food taste good. So. Yeah.
Yes.
Komodo-style cooker. So, yeah. Egg fest, you know, we... When we started that event, you know, people ask every year, you know, hey, did, you know, again, people just don't understand all this. Hey, did you guys win Eggfest this year? I'm like, well, we don't compete in Eggfest. Like, we cook all year long, but that's our weekend that we're busy running the event. What we do have is 50-plus incredible teams that come out there and make bites that would blow your mind. So to answer people's question, did you win Eggfest this year? Once upon a time when we first started it, I would have said if we were cooking in this thing, we would sweep through the competition. I'm telling you, if you make top 10 at Eggfest, you did something.
You really did.
It's truly, every year when I walk around, I'm impressed over and over again at the stuff these people turn out. So, again, for people that aren't familiar with Eggfest, it is not strictly a traditional barbecue competition in that it's not a KCBS event. It's not that style of barbecue where you have teams turning in brisket, ribs, pork and chicken. Well, all of those things will be out there. They are done in small bites. So when you buy a ticket to come to Pensacola Eggfest, basically that gets you in the gate to walk through every one of these teams and sample their wares. And they're creating a little amuse-bouche. They've got a little bite for everybody. They've created this perfect little flavor profile for people to enjoy. And it impresses me year in and
I'll
year out what these guys
come up with. I'll
give
you a couple of examples of some of my favorites. One year, second place was... bacon wrapped dates. And so sometimes really simple
fish and
like
chicks.
That.
Ooh.
Fish and chicks. Yes. And so the bacon fat on that date.
Sweet and salty.
Oh,
and
my
yummy.
Word.
Yeah. And it soaked into the dates where, like, we had people asking about, you know, what was the one with the little sausages? Like, those
like, no,
weren't
those
sausages.
Dates.
They were dates. And it blew
I had
minds.
A bacon fat date, but it was not like that.
Well, this went south quick. But anyway, so another one that I really enjoyed, and I think they also placed, was Alan Bounds made apple pie in a cast iron skillet. And then he smoked vanilla ice cream.
He smoked the cream and then made the ice cream all on site there.
And then and served it with the ice cream on top. And it was stupid. It
might have been
a
little moonshine in that apple pie, too.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, hello.
By might, there definitely was.
What my point in telling you that is some of the winners that have walked away are not a meat. They're an actual, like, dessert. So it's fair game.
Yum.
It really is.
It's wide open. People cook all sorts of things. We had smoked mullet dip that placed. One year, Cortland Finnegan won with pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Yeah.
Wow.
Barbecue
was that
pizza
year?
Last year, yep.
Yeah. So last year he had a contraption that goes on the egg and it cooks pizzas really well. And his pizza was so good, he actually won first place. And we don't judge. Like, we have nothing to do with who wins. We have a team of 40 judges in the first round and a team of 10 in the second round. So we have no say who's winning. And so they picked him.
Wow.
Yeah. Literally the only thing we have any influence on is the Spirit of Eggfest Award. So every year there is your judges' picks for top three, and then there's people's choice for top three. So when you come and attend Eggfest, you're also handed tickets as you come through the gate to vote for your favorite bite. So we award both of those. And then that one award that Lisa and Buck and I literally choose is the Spirit of Eggfest, and that's just the team that we think embodies the Spirit of Eggfest in giving back to the community and the joy that they exhibit all day long. Like those teams that come out there, and many times Spirit of Eggfest may have also been a team that had a really awesome bite, and it's true of last year as well. But last year we had a group of kids from West Florida Baptist Academy. Yes. And those kids, cool story, their parents easily could have funded this thing and let it happen. But to get their buy-in, they allowed those kids to go and do car washes to raise the money to buy the proteins to cook their bite. And it was super impressive. They were an incredible group of kids. Shout out to them. So they got our Spirit of Eggfest Award.
Spirit of Eggfest.
That is awesome.
Very impressive.
Did you say earlier that your VIP tickets were selling out?
So we have a VIP ticket that gets you in 1 hour early on Sunday, November 10th. But it also provides for you to come to the VIP party on Friday night. And we typically sell out within in the first 3 weeks that they go on sale. This week, they went on sale, and we have sold 50% of our tickets for VIP.
Wow.
So if you want to attend the VIP party, which is a lot of fun, there's a silent auction and good music. There's great food. We have Michael Jeffries coming in from New Zealand.
Yep, doing the lamb again this year.
He's going to do lamb for us. And so he'll be there, but it's a great party, and it's 50% sold out for VIP.
That is awesome. We're going to continue this conversation. My mouth is already watering. Goodness gracious. But while we take a break, check out PensacolaEggFest.com.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu Tomahawks, Wagyu Chuck Steaks, to Quarter Pound Colossal Wagyu Hot Dogs, Brisket Pork Butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best Boar's Head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course, the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary at Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess.
That is the best song, Jess.
Isn't it? I know. I'm just a little afraid of how far we're going with the yum. You know, I keep saying my days are numbered, and they're going to be more numbered if I let that go too far. We are having so much fun.
That's awesome.
It is. We're excited to be here. So like Lisa was saying, if you haven't got your VIP tickets yet, get them. They sell out every year, and every year we field a ton of calls from our friends. They're like, oh, I didn't know. And so we're telling you now, get your tickets. Mm-hmm. Like Lisa said, Michael Jeffries will be back, coming in from New Zealand. Big shout out to Silver Fern Farms out of New Zealand. They literally ship lamb over here for us and donate it to this cause. Yeah, last year, like literally a couple hundred pounds of lamb rack. It's incredible.
It was excellent.
Now, you know, we need our cook teams. When we talk about the money that we've donated to our community, that's not money out of my pocket, Lisa's, or Buck's. All we've done really is facilitate the opportunity for our community to love on these charities. So our sponsors, our attendees, and our cook teams who really come out of pocket to feed a couple of thousand people that day. So we've got some cook teams signed up already. We do have a venue change this year. We have moved from Wahoo Stadium out to the Shrine on 9 Mile Road. Wahoos have been incredible hosts for us for the last 11 years and really helped us grow this event, but we've outgrown it. So we're out at the Shrine. We need our cook teams to show up. We've got, you know, we're going to fill this parking lot with incredible barbecue for our attendees. So
sure.
Cook teams, get signed up. We need you.
So, you know, I think just to wrap this up, one of the things, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, Eggfest, you've sold me, then we have the opportunity for you to come out tomorrow. We're doing a cook tomorrow. Ooh, that's right. From 11 to 2 at the One Bubba Way, which is the Studer Family Children's Hospital, because we are part of the Cat Country Radiothon that is raising money tomorrow. The goal is $220,000. It will go towards the Angel Eye Program,
that
which
is such a cool
cameras
thing.
In the NICU. But
yes,
your $10 donation for your meal from Pensacola Eat Fest goes directly to the hospital, the NICU unit.
Come get your eats.
Yeah, yes. I might consider getting out of line for you to get in front of me, but you better get there. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been great. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Following y'all home.
Okay. Come on.